episode of my podcast, The Dish on Trademarks. I'm your host, Jamie Bastanek, owner and founder of Trademark Depot. My mission is to provide my advice and my expertise that I've gained in over 20 years of working in the trademark space to small businesses, entrepreneurs, startups, to anyone who wants to start a brand. I'm passionate about what I do, and I want to bring it out into the world so that anyone who is even considering starting a brand makes sure they know the benefits of trademarking that brand. I'm also a self-proclaimed dog addict and all-around decent person, probably more than decent. Enjoy this week's episode. Welcome to this week's episode, where we're going to talk about tips for a strong brand. So I spent about 7 years in-house for a multi-million dollar clothing brand. And I had daily struggles with the marketing team with respect to the brands that they were creating for some of the products that they were selling. And it was always the same struggle. Marketing teams want your brands to be descriptive. Now, that's great for your consumers. I mean, a descriptive brand basically tells your consumers what to expect. However, descriptive brands are often not registrable. So, what's a descriptive brand? A descriptive brand is a brand that essentially describes a characteristic or a quality of the service or the product with which it's being used. Now, an example of a descriptive brand that would not be registrable, so not protectable, would be sweet apple juice, for example. Now, sweet apple juice for, let's say, car parts would work. However, sweet apple juice for apple juice would not be registrable. Now, why wouldn't it be registrable? Because sweet describes a quality or a characteristic of the apple juice. Most apple juice is sweet, just by definition. Apples are sweet, apple juice is sweet. Now, why is that problematic with respect to protection? Well, because if you're creating a brand that you cannot protect, then what's the point of creating your brand? Your brand is your reputation. Your brand lets your consumers know the quality of your product or your service. And if you can't protect that, then you're going to run into an issue. So when you're creating a brand, one of the biggest tips that I have is to be as original as possible. Now, trademarks range from best to worst. I will get to those in a separate episode, but a little teaser, the best kind of trademark is what's called a coined trademark or a fanciful trademark. Now, what this essentially is it's a word or words that don't have any particular meaning. So a coined trademark or a coined brand would be Xerox, for example. The word Xerox has absolutely no meaning. Now, it is obviously a very well-known brand because the company did their work with their marketing and their advertising. Because it's a coined term, the spectrum of protection that it has is quite large. So it will benefit from any kind of confusion in the marketplace if someone were to file for a similar trademark. They would likely be stopped based on the fact that Xerox is such a strong brand because it is a coined term. So when you're creating your brand, when you're creating the name that you're going to use to provide your service or to sell your products, you really, really want to stay away from a word or words that are descriptive. Now, this is not to say that you cannot have a descriptive term in your trademark, but one aspect of your trademark, one aspect of your brand has to be what we call distinctive. So you do not want your brand to be made up wholly of descriptive words. For example, if you're running a marketing agency, you know, you don't want your brand to be top tier marketing, for example. Now, the use of marketing isn't an issue. The use of top tier would be the issue because, again, you're describing a character or a characteristic of the services that you're providing. Now, you could use a word that doesn't mean anything, or you can use a word that has nothing to do with marketing services. For example, you know, boss marketing. Now, boss marketing may technically be suggestive, but again, boss has nothing to do with marketing. So marketing isn't the issue here. It's that word that you're going to use in front of marketing, let's say. So when you're creating your brand, when you're creating your trademark, you really, really want to stay away from anything that's descriptive or generic, because essentially it's just not a strong brand and you're going to have a really, really hard time protecting it. And if you can't protect your brand, then, you know, you're opening up a whole host of issues with trademark infringement, with passing off, with, you know, not being able to defend your rights or assert your rights because your brand is not registrable. I hope this helps. I hope it's been informative. I really hope that, you know, this whole podcasting thing is helping some folks. Even if it only helps one person, I guess, you know, I've done my job. And that's it for today's episode. Your friendly neighborhood trademark agent signing off. Always remember to be kind. You never know what someone is going through.